I'm speaking today with Kendall Baker, one of the candidates for Houston City Council special election on May 12th. Kendall, question I ask everybody is, why are you running in this race?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you, Mr. Kuffner and the Houston Chronicle, and for providing this opportunity for me to come and speak with you today. The reason I'm running, what I'm hearing around the community, when I talk to neighbors, when I talk to friends, when I talk to community throughout this city, the folk out there are telling me that I see this clearly as an opportunity for change. There's an opportunity to go in there and make something happen, to make a difference. And what I'm committing today is a 24-hour pledge. A 24-hour pledge, which is to respond to any citizen concern that comes into the office of the council member within 24 hours. No exceptions. I'm going to apply my 22 years of experience with the city of Houston, working from everywhere from the Houston Police, 311, 911, Public Works, and all of it's been in communications. I want to apply all of those years of experience to help citizens get problems solved. I believe I have what it takes. You know, I'm familiar with one other candidate who works for the city who's running, but I can assure you that all of my years have been in complaint solving, concerns and resolutions, and this is what I want to apply. Basically, I'm doing the job of a city council member already, but this would allow me the opportunity to do it on a higher level and also be involved with, you know, making decisions for the city of Houston.
Okay, so what do you see yourself as bringing to this race that nobody else does?
What I bring, from what I see here, is experience. You know, compared to the other candidates, I'm a native of Houston, been here all my life, and basically I've dedicated my entire life to the city of Houston, 22 years. And so in those 22 years, the job line has all been in communications, has all been in concerns, resolutions, everything from the 911 emergency part of it, and then mostly to the non-emergency part, which is where I work now, which is at 311. I can say to you that I have the cutting edge, because we hear at least 10,000 times per day what citizens need. And so again, I know what it takes to get the job done.
You say you're working with the 311 response now. What specifically do you do? What specifically do you do, and what have you done with the city before that? I mean, just give me a little more background on that.
Great. Well, 311, basically, currently I'm the manager of the 311 Houston Service Helpline. I oversee the daily operations, everything from the hiring to training to overseeing the complaints to statistics that are provided to the mayor every day, you know, letting the mayor know how the departments are performing. And he used those statistics as a scorecard to address his directors on a biweekly basis to let them know where they, you know, where they're doing good and where they can improve. And so I oversee that entire operations. I am the manager. And before then, I was the manager in the Public Works Department in the Customer Response Center. Basically, it was just a smaller scope of what 311 is doing now. Just focused on public works problems like water main problems, sewer problems, potholes, the things that citizens are concerned about on a day-to-day basis. 311 kind of widening the scope and now includes trash service, and then also taking concerns and giving information out on municipal courts and things of that nature. Before public works, I had the opportunity to work 3.5 years with the 911 emergency network when it was first brought to Houston. And I excelled there from a telecommunicator all the way up to an acting supervisor. So I had the opportunity to really get involved there and to see how our public safety and our police, fire, and ambulance work together and so forth. And then prior to that, I was with the wastewater communications where we answered phone calls for just sewer problems only. So I've seen the city evolve from having 700 numbers to dial every day, and now just one number. All of the services except for emergencies are all under one roof at 311.
How do you think the city is doing in terms of handling customer questions like that compared to how it used to be? I mean, do you believe, give me an evaluation of the city's job with the 311
center. Sure. I think 311 has been a great improvement. I think it helps us to move forward as industry, move forward, because we didn't just throw the operation together. 311 was based on best principles, best practices, both in the private and in the municipalities across the country. And so, and this is what I plan to bring to City Council. You know, not things that are just thrown together, but, you know, do research and see how other cities are doing things, and bring the best practices and best concepts into City Council. So 3-1 is doing great. If I were to give it a scorecard on 9, on 1 to 10, I would give it about an 8 or 9 right now. We're doing good.
Now, do you think City Council currently is doing a good job in ensuring that the 311 line and other services like that have the tools that they need to do their job?
Most certainly. And the mayor is a mayor who embraces customer service. And I've worked with 4 mayors over my years with the City of Houston, everywhere from Kathy Whitmire, Bob Lanier, Mayor Brown, and now Mayor White. This mayor and this administration embraces customer service. And from administration to administration, sometimes we wait and see on what their strengths are. And so thanks that he do that, he has provided us with the personnel, and he's continuing to evaluate us to see, and my director, of course, is in there with him on a bi-weekly basis, giving him an update. So yes, he, as well as most of the council members, have embraced us fully and are supporting us 100%.
What's the greatest need that your department has that has not yet been met?
Well, I can't really say it, but I can tell you we are still striving to improve our response time in terms of answering the phones, because we're the intake, and so what we focus on is professionalism, customer service, and quick answers in terms of answering the line. So we're still trying to get our wait time down to a minute or maybe 30 seconds right now. But so far, in terms of resources, personnel, so far we have what we need.
Okay. Now, what would you say would be your top issue or top issues as a candidate for City Council? What do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish as a council member?
Well, as I said earlier, we're hearing from the citizens that this is an opportunity for change. And
change what?
Well, first of all, that 24-hour pledge is going to be very, very important, because people want to make sure that their government cares about them. Citizens want to make sure that government and their City Council is concerned about their questions and their needs. So the 24-hour pledge, outside of that, you know, I have on my agenda to help improve law enforcement. I would support any legislation that would help to improve the safety of our streets here in Houston, and adding more police officers to the force. I also recommended that citizens will participate more in their civic clubs. And I told my director at one point, my campaign director, I said, what we really should do is come up with a way to announce that we should have more than one National Crime Night out. You know, I don't think this is something that we should have once a year. This way, we'll let the criminals know that we're looking. You know who's around you, know your neighbors, get out and meet and greet them on a bi-weekly or bi-monthly basis, more than just once a year, to kind of put our eyes and our ears to the heartbeat of the city. Let the criminals know we're watching. Let them know that this is not a neighborhood that you want to come in and do crime. So have more than one National Crime Night out, and then also increase involvement in civic activity, civic clubs. Civic clubs are very, very powerful. In fact, over my years with the city, I've went to hundreds of town hall meetings. I'm the one who goes out to speak to the public. But you know what? The turnout is sometimes low. And I'm like, man, if the neighbors only knew how powerful the civic club was. I mean, because you have congressmen that come, senators, local officials, you know, to come to hear your needs and normally do something about it. So I would want to increase civic club activities, creating new ones or joining existing ones.
Okay. Generally speaking, City Council has acted in consensus with Mayor White. Do you see yourself as being a part of that consensus, or do you see yourself being more, you know, in opposition?
I'm a consensus builder. And even as a manager with my team of 7 assistant managers, before I introduce something, I get buy-ins from them. Because the whole scope of it is to improve the operation. I think consensus building, the motive should be improving the way of life for the citizens of Houston. That should be the motive. So if that's the motive, the good, clean motive, of course, there's a lot of dialogue going on behind the scenes before agendas are brought to City Council. So during this dialogue, council members at large, as well as district, have the opportunity to give their input If you disagree about something, go ahead and disagree right then. But then when you come out in public and present it on a weekly basis at the council meetings, you have a consensus. I believe most of the time I will be a consensus builder. If there's an issue that my constituency, and first of all, my constituency will be his constituency. So it's all at large. But if there's a hot issue that something's going on, I believe, you know, with my relationship that I currently have with him and others and managers around the city, I believe we could continue to build consensus and get the job done, because again, the motive is to improve the quality of life for those voters, those citizens, those taxpayers.
So would you say that your relationship with Mayor White is how you would get your items on the council agenda, since Mayor White sets the council agenda?
Well, yeah, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, I'm a consensus builder, he's a consensus builder, and I have a relationship, you know, co-workers and him and the administration and bosses. I believe that I will continue on in the manner in which he's doing, which is continue to build consensus. That's my style too.
Okay. Let's talk, since you brought up crime, let's talk about crime for a minute. Recent statistics indicate that crime is declining in Houston after a spike last year. Do you agree that the crime trends are good, and you know, what specifically do you think council should be doing to help the police?
Well, I think when you look at statistics, there's always a way to, you know, look at numbers. The numbers could look lower when you compare. You got to also consider what you're comparing them to. If you're comparing your local numbers to state numbers, you're going to get another result. If you're comparing them to national numbers, you're going to get another result. Some of the statistics come out, and we'll announce that the crime is lower because we've compared it to federal numbers. But in any case, I think the city of Houston owes it to the citizens to always be proactive, coming up with ways to reduce crime in the city of Houston. I do know that we are the fourth largest city in the country, and there is expected to be a certain element of crime here. I think we have a lot of talented people on staff at our Houston Police Department, and I think that as a council member, if we continue to work with them, give them room to be creative, including in their hiring of new cadets, and then also being creative and coming up with ways to work with the community, including working with the pastors. I'm involved with a group called the Houston Ministers Against Crime. In fact, I've been with them 8 years, and we volunteer our time. When I get off work at the city, I'm volunteering my time to work with the police department to help deter crime in my immediate community.
How do you do that?
Well, with Houston Police Department, Houston Police, there's two programs right now, Houston Ministers Against Crime, where we meet with the police and the police chief or his captains once a month. It gives us a status report of what's going on in our community. And then we're always in touch with the captains of our immediate surroundings. I'm in Southwest Houston. We can always call them, see what's going on. If there's a church member somewhere too that's in trouble, or a person in the neighborhood that's in trouble, we could see them through the system and so forth. We do court visits. We do a lot of things with the Houston Ministers Against Crime. We do court visits in which we go down to the criminal courts, sit in on court hearings, and make sure procedures are done right. On the last day of school, we have this Safe Start program where we are there to volunteer and assist the local school district police to make sure that on the last day of school, when crime is known to increase, we're there to help deter crime with our presence along with the police. And then the police department has currently implemented a police and clergy teams where they're working with local ministers. And we're able to ride out to the scenes and assist where needed with the police department. I think it's great. And I think it's going to take these ideas where the police department is going to be creative and work. Because you'll be surprised. You saw how we came out and assisted during Hurricane Katrina. All those folk came out to the Astrodome, including myself. I was there some 2 weeks in a row, volunteer 18 hours a day. You'd be surprised at the spirit of volunteerism in Houston. All we need to do is tap. There's a huge resource. When it comes to taxpayers, nothing. Folk are waiting and willing to roll up their sleeves and put their time in to help. And I think that in itself will help reduce crime in a huge way.
Okay. Last year, after the tragic death of a police officer and some controversy. HPD changed its policy for how it deals with questions of immigration status. Do you agree with the changes they made, and do you think there's anything more that they need to be doing in that regard?
Our campaign hasn't investigated or looked at those changes. I can't tell you exactly what they say. We still need to look into that some more. But I would like to comment that I think, you know, the federal government and the immigration policing agencies should take care of their part. I don't think that the city should take on no more than we should, because already we talked about crime. We need our resources focused on what's already been approved for us to take care of. Now, however, if the police need to make an arrest, or if they're doing an investigation and need to intervene and go ahead and charge someone for being here illegally during an investigation, then that's a different story. But to activate a program to be proactive for that, I think we should leave that in the under the responsibility of the federal government and the ICE program.
Okay. Another issue that's been in the news lately is historic preservation. City Council has taken some action, a moratorium on demolitions in the 6th Ward. Mayor Weiss proposed some tax abatements for historic structures that would meet certain criteria. What, if anything, do you think City Council should be doing to abet preservation efforts?
Well, I think preservation and historical monuments are good for the city of Houston. I think there should be limitations. I just got back from England a couple weeks ago, and I was able to see the House of Parliament, a lot of old structures in downtown London. And I said, wow, this is beautiful. And I think City of Houston, I think we should put together a committee, if we don't have one already, that would monitor what we preserve and what we don't. Because I wouldn't wind up wanting preserving every single thing. For instance, my house over out in Northeast Houston, if I want to preserve that where I grew up, was born and raised, that's going to be up to me and my parents put our money together. So I think the city's involvement should be limited to, you know, places that have been studied, places that will be a significant piece of history for our city, and do it in a way that would minimize whatever the taxpayers have to pay. I don't want to bring a big burden on the taxpayers when we do this. I see some communities involving private donors to help sponsor some of these historic places and so forth. So I think it's great. I just think we just need to be careful and not to increase taxes.
Okay.
Doing so.
Let's see. The Mayor White recently rolled out a proposal called Pay or Play, in which contractors that do work for the city would be required to either provide health care benefits to their employees or to contribute to a fund that offsets the cost of taking care of uninsured sick people. What do you think of this proposal?
Well, here's another situation. I'm not very, very familiar with that situation. But again, I say to that, as long as we respond in a way to where the burden is not placed on the citizens of Houston taxpayers, you know, Mayor White is usually creative when he come up with ideas of sort. And, of course, his chief interest is to keep taxes low. And so, but again, this would be something that I would have to table for research, okay, as I do with everything else, to give you just a, you know, more profound and more adequate answer too.
Okay. Last year, City Council extended the municipal smoking ban to include bars. There are still some exceptions for like outdoor patios and some other things. Would you have voted for that ordinance, and do you think there's anything more to be done with it?
I think the ordinance, the way it is fine. I'm a former smoker, and now when I go into a restaurant, you know, I'm in a hurry to get to the part, the side that says no smoking. You know, but I know that the property owners and the entrepreneurs, you know, sometimes will think, well, this is my place, and of course, this is my business. But I think now they see the benefit of having smoking and non-smoking. I think where it is enough. I don't think we should continue to meddle into that and go on out to the patio and all of that, because after all, you know, smoking is a choice now. But at the same time, I'm concerned about secondhand smoking. But I think the way it's partitioned off, having separate areas inside of the bar, inside of the restaurants, I think that's enough right there.
Okay.
I would support that.
All right. Another proposal Mayor White came up with in his State of the City address had to do with energy conservation. He wants to reduce the amount of energy the city uses over a 5-year period. He wants to reduce the amount of motor fuel that the city consumes, regardless of how many miles are traveled. And he wants to create a fund to reduce the amount of solid waste that the city generates. What's your opinion of this proposal, and what specific steps would you like to see taken?
I think, you know, from all I know about the proposal, I think it's a great idea. Mayor White, again, is very creative in coming up with ideas. As long as he build consensus with the people, get an agreement, you know, do the research that he needs. I think the city of Houston, especially because I've had a chance to hear about other ways and other options of handling garbage and so forth, there are other cities that are converting garbage into energy and things of that nature. I think the city of Houston should, as I said earlier, see what other cities are doing, you know, and embrace the best practices. And I think in the end, if it brings about a better result. And again, there's nothing wrong with cutting back. I understand that someone said that, you know, we wouldn't cut back on, if you're not using the lights, turn the lights off. You know, if you're not using the computer, turn the computer off. You know, cutting back will not only help the city, but it will help you personally. And so I think as we move closer to this idea and this proposal, I think we're going to find it more of a benefit than a hindrance in the end.
Okay. Mayor White stirred up some controversy recently when he went forward with a plan to try to negotiate with and possibly impose fines on some chemical plants outside the city limits in an effort to get them to reduce benzene emissions into the atmosphere. Some of the other area mayors complained about this. There's been some pushback in the legislature, but on a philosophical level, do you agree with the approach he's taking to try and reduce the amount of benzene in the air?
Most certainly. Benzene is dangerous. It's a highly flammable chemical that's used to in motor fuels and detergents and things of that nature. And if too much of it is released in the air, of course, we know it increases the chances of people getting cancer and so forth. So this is a matter of life and death. And I think the mayor owes it to the citizens of Houston and those in the surrounding area, you know, to preserve life. You know, now, I do think that since he has skills in building consensus, I believe that he should get with the mayors that he's dealing with even more so and build that consensus, get a buy-in from them. Because after all, you know, they too are elected officials and they too owe it to their people to make sure that the environment is safe. I don't know what was going on behind the scenes. Perhaps there was a lot of other things going on behind the scenes, but I think it's a great idea. And sometimes it takes a stirring like this to bring an awakening to what's going on, because benzene is dangerous. My grandfather died many years ago of cancer. You know, and until we lose somebody, you know, we never know what's going to happen. So the statistics were brought to him. He acted on it, and I believe it's great. Now, although his plan was aggressive, I understand now he's kind of backed up a little bit, and now those mayors who were once concerned or have been allowed the opportunity to come up with another plan. And so that happened to be a good stirring there.
Okay. City officials, as you know, are subject to term limits, 3 2-year terms right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some suggestions, and for that matter, a bill submitted in the legislature to change the nature of City of Houston's term limits, either to allow for more terms or to allow for 4-year terms. Do you have any opinion on this?
Well, as again, I've been through 4 mayors, and I've seen them term limits. I've seen mayors in there in the office in 10 years, and then here now, 6-year maximum. If I were to change it to anything, I would probably say three-year terms, because sometimes 2 years could be a little short to get your entire agenda out sometimes. But here's where my experience will count after having spent 22 plus years with the city. Once you move me on over to that level, I'll hit the ground running. You know, I'll hit the ground. You don't have to give me a tour of the city. You don't have to introduce me to the directors. So someone like me, for me, I can get right on in there with the current structure and get the job done. But when people come in brand new, knowing nothing about the city and a little about politics, then perhaps they may need 3 years instead of two.
Okay.
You know, so if I were to change, maybe three-year terms are the way it is now.
Okay. Is there anything you'd like to talk about that I haven't asked you about?
Yeah, this mayor, this race here, is about real representation on city council. We have candidates who are running on names. We have candidates who are legacy candidates. But this race cannot be packaged in endorsements. It cannot be packaged in expensive campaign material. What this race on May the 12th is all about are those retirees concerned about property taxes, those working single mothers worried about having after-school programs. This race is about those disabled residents fed up with negligent trash pickup. In fact, we pledge to improve trash pickup. We pledge to improve wasted water, because you see, you have water that leaks that go for days and weeks without being taken care of. The city can improve in those areas. This race is about homeless citizens downtown. This race is about that city employee looking for a small raise. If you make the choice on May the 12th, this choice is about every one of us. When you get to know the candidates, the choice becomes as clear as black and white. It's come as clear as night and day. I'll be the best choice for city council member at large, District 3, for the city of Houston. I'll give the biggest bang for your buck. Thank you.
Kendall Baker, thank you very much.
Thank
Good
you
luck
so
with
much.
Your race.
Thank you.